Morning After, special edition, live from Hot Shots in Baldwin. Now, back to Tim, Doug, and Jay on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
Wow, 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 Doug. It's hour number two on the Ryan Kelly Morning After, live from Hot Shots on Manchester.
Somebody put a fan about 2 inches from the back. I'm afraid my hairpiece is going to blow right off my head.
That's the other guy.
I just knocked
What's
over
going
the
on?
Shot.
Doug
I just knocked over
a shot.
The shot they gave
and it's all over
cheer.
The pearl necklace.
Get it on the pearl necklace.
And now you're getting water in a power strip.
I could not. Sometimes I would just assume end it all right now. Why don't I put my hand in the water and just grab the electrical outlet?
Hey,
I'm going to be okay.
Hey, Doug.
Yeah. All right.
A lot of texts are coming in. You know, you might see the lovely ladies from Sailor Jerry, Spiced Rum Jennings. He's a stubborn son of a bitch. He was a guy who would hang out in Hawaii, and he would tattoo other sailors.
That is so cool.
And now he's a sponsor of the show with his Spiced Rum. Doug, do you feel like that's fitting?
That's sexy.
Sort of, yeah.
A lot of texts are coming in from inside of Hot Shots, 314-880-0808. The place is packed. People want to see Jay a Foot Fetish Friday in person.
Well, they're going to get to. I do also want to say at the break, we had somebody come up and say that one of the top things on their bucket list was to get high with Plowsy.
Wow.
We're going to get that worked out.
That's pretty easy to do.
We're going to work that out.
Show up anywhere.
Whoa, where'd the Plowboy come from?
I'm just chilling out, waiting on a shot over here, Tim. Right over here.
Don't forget my Beam and Coke, Plowsy.
Tim, to your right. Tim, to your right.
My Beam and Coke.
Or to your left. I'm high. Tim, to your left.
Where the hell?
What's up, dude?
Okay, there he is. It's like,
Jennings.
Where's,
he's having a big
Waldo?
Night.
So,
he's having a big night.
If anybody does want to get high, that's fine. I drive a green Lumina, so just
green
let
Lumina.
Me know.
You just got a target on your chest from the police now, don't you?
That's fine, Dougie.
I got the best weed anyway.
That is true, Jay.
Yep.
All right.
Well, there's the Plowhawk. He's making his way around the room because he is gathering women, Jay, for Foot Fetish Friday.
And what are we giving away, Jim?
We are giving away. I have $150 cash for first prize.
Oh.
Plus, Doug, take a look at this pearl necklace. Look at the pearl necklace on Doug.
Yes.
Okay, that's enough. What are you supposed to value that is?
That's
priceless,
it.
Probably.
$6.
Is it $6?
No, I bet it's more than that.
That's a
it's
nice
a lovely pearl,
necklace.
Yeah, if it's Segura, don't play.
No,
if it's
Segura,
don't
I wouldn't
play.
Think so. There it is right there.
So the winner gets $150 cash and a pearl necklace from Vince Segura Jewelers. Second place gets $75. Third place gets $25. And it's just, Jay, you're just going to have a conversation with these women.
Yeah.
And give the audience an idea of what's going to take place.
They're going to come up. They're going to sit down. They're going to chat with all three of us,
right.
But I will be the main deliverer of the questions.
Right.
I would think.
And then we'll look at their feet.
Right.
Depending on how I feel about them and how they feel.
Right.
Right.
We'll see where that leads us.
Okay. All right.
I think that's fair, but a lot of money's on the line tonight.
Yeah, this is big-time cash prizes plus a pearl necklace.
Yeah.
And I've noticed a number of people have kind of gotten close to the table to take video
no,
of it.
No, no, no. Now, by the way, in front of you are the cats from the TMA fan page Scramble from the Rock.
Oh, wow, Doug.
Oh, is that right?
Look, it's all a bunch of fan pagers.
Wow.
Yep, we had a good time out there.
How does this feel to have the fan page this close to you in person?
It's kind of frightening.
Really? Look, they're all Patriots,
kind of
though.
Some could
they
be.
Are. They are. Everybody had a good time. They have some wings and pizza down here, courtesy of our friend Jay Boyd.
That's right.
Hot
Who's
shots.
Vacationing.
By
and
the
I'm
Hamptons.
Glad we could bring a number of people here to Jay Boyd's Hot Shots on Manchester. Cardinals lead now down to 5-3, I noticed, by the way. How'd they get 5 runs on Jose Fernandez?
I don't know.
I digress. You will know what happened by the time you listen to this tomorrow morning.
A bad thing to talk
so,
about.
Ladies who want to win $150
and a pearl,
and a pearl necklace, it's time to make your way up for Foot Fetish Friday. Wow, Doug, this is what it's all about.
A little snow on the moving.
What do you mean?
Nobody. Nobody.
Well, I sent the Plowhawk into the crowd, and he said he was going to bring back dozens of women.
Yeah.
If we could find dozens of
Tim,
where are you
left again? Here. We have one lovely lass.
Wow,
here
Jay.
Well, let's bring her up.
And if anybody else wants to join, you can find me anywhere around the area. Just let me know, and we'll bring you right up to Jay for him
specific.
To suckle on your toes.
Okay.
We'll bring her on up.
Let's
just
go.
The pearl necklace itself is probably worth $200,000.
I would think so.
I don't know that it's $200,000.
Well, I think it's give or take.
Yeah.
I like what's coming, by the way.
You're a fan of this.
Yep.
And your bar is Caller Jordan.
Well, that's the best.
That's the best it's ever been. There we go. Look at this. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Fred from the poor part of the Nails Wife. Wow, wonderful.
Where's Plowsy with the microphone?
I don't know where he is. I don't know what he's doing.
He has to have the mic.
Oh, my bad. Here you go.
Okay.
Oh, here he is. He's back. And what are you going to do? You're going to go out in the crowd now, Plowhawk, and solicit more ladies.
We need two more.
At least, if not more.
No, you're not doing it, fellow.
What are people waving?
They want to do it.
Guys want to do it. No, that will never happen.
No, that will never happen.
I know your rules, Jennings, and I respect
them. We would have done Doug for the 1,000 for charity.
Doug, before we get underway with Foot Fetish Friday, the only reason this whole thing exists is Ryan Kelly. Could you tell the listeners about the Home Loan Expert online at thehomeloanexpert.com? I've done business with Ryan Kelly. Doug's done business with
right
Ryan
there.
Kelly.
Nice hat.
Ryan Kelly is the title sponsor of this show. Without Ryan Kelly, we go away.
This goes out more to the radio listeners and to the people that are here.
Now,
I
what
don't
do you
imagine
mean?
Many people here, you know, live indoors or need a mortgage.
Or domicile
that sort of thing.
Owners.
Yeah. Wow. I think a lot of them live in the tenement homes, tar paper shacks, cardboard boxes.
Can you give me a drink?
But Jay needs a drink. If Ryan Kelly were here, he'd get you a drink and he'd get you a good rate on the drink.
Yes,
he'd get you a rate in the twos, because that's where rates are right now, in the twos. So if you're looking to buy a new house right now, it's a fantastic time to do it. Rates are in the twos for some rate. You can't afford not to buy a house with a rate
you
in the two.
You have to buy a house.
You could refinance. You could get some money out. You could, you know, take a trip. You could redo the basement. Whatever. That's what I did, Jay.
Yes.
When I refinanced, I paid college tuition is what I did, which was not terribly exciting. But you can do it for any reason you need to do it. Earn it. Here's the phone number for Ryan Kelly. I don't know. I just get the upset from time to time. Here's the phone number, 314-781-9700.
What is it?
314-781-9700. And their website is thehomeloanexpert.com. Number one mortgage lender for most loans closed in the Midwest. Number one. Number nine in the entire nation for loans closed last year. So if you're going to Ryan Kelly, you're going to the right guy. Here's that number again. 314-781-9700. And that's the Home Loan Expert LLC.
There is the title sponsor of this show, Ryan Kelly. It's the reason we're here tonight.
Uh-huh.
Broadcasting live from Hot Shots. How many of you would like to see a Foot Fetish Friday? Doug, that's what the people want to see.
Apparently so.
A Foot Fetish Friday for the ages.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, they're going to get to come up and win Cardinal box seats for giving their hot takes. They're going to get to take the Lakeside Roofing exit poll. But now the ladies are lining up.
Mm-hmm.
And Jay, this is where I turn it over to you.
What is your name, dear?
Dear.
Mrs. Fred.
And you have a wedding ring on, and you're married.
To Fred from the poor part of the nail.
Fred from the poor part of the nail. He's a good guy. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
How long you been married?
It'll be 2 years in October.
2 years. Your first marriage?
Yeah.
We can hardly hear you. Put that mic up. There you go.
All right. Yeah.
Doug, why are you yelling at all of our guests?
I just feel like a lot of people need scolding.
Do you lift? Do you work out? You seem to be muscular.
You see her as live.
I do work out.
Yeah, you can tell. What do you bench? Do you bench? Al's helping now.
Yeah. Big
helping.
Al.
Al's helping.
Ladies and gentlemen, Big Al.
Don't touch her, Al.
And Big Al gets booed again.
What's your favorite television program that airs now? What TV show do you watch?
Doug, this is fascinating. Oh.
Sports Sunday?
You don't have a TV? You don't watch TV?
No, I do, but I go back and forth between like stuff that's been like aired already.
Okay,
know, like,
so give us something
stuff.
You're watching now that's already aired.
I love American Ninja Warrior.
American Ninja Warrior.
American Ninja Warrior.
I watch The Bachelor and Bachelorette.
I do too. Yeah, that's my favorite.
Do you like JoJo, Amanda?
I do like JoJo.
If JoJo wanted to trip with you, would you trip JoJo?
Yes.
You would. Whoa.
I think she just won the pearl necklace.
Now, that brings us to another topic that usually is reserved for Tim, but I will ask just a question. Have you ever done more with a gal than just kiss at a bar?
Great question. Great question. Listen to the crowd. They wanted to hear it.
Yeah.
That's what they wanted to hear. That's what they're here for.
Have you ever gotten it on with another gal?
Okay.
That's a yes.
Yes, it is, Jay. It's a nice read.
Yes.
Please, for Amanda's lesbianism.
Yes.
For Amanda's lesbianism.
We're very pro-lesbianism.
Is the other girl in the bar now? I'm asking for a friend.
What's I'm sorry, what was that?
Is the other girl in the bar now? I'm asking for
no.
a friend.
No.
She's not. Okay. How many girls have you tripped with?
One.
One.
Wow.
That's still
was it
hot.
Bubbles' girlfriend?
It was.
You tripped Bubbles' girlfriend, girl. Jenny, and, wow, the Plowhawk with
wow. him. He's got big a spontaneous night. Big reaction. Night for him. How do you personally feel about your feet? Do you feel comfortable with them?
Yeah.
So you like them?
Yeah.
Can we see them?
Yes.
All right, let's put one
wow,
of them up here.
Would you like me to take my shoes off?
I would absolutely like you to take your shoes off. Those are nice shoes.
Here we go.
Nice.
This is what it's all
I
about.
I like the fact that you match the nails.
Jay, is that important to you?
I like to either see the matching of the nail color or something really exotic.
There it is. Oh, she has a
She's
foot tat.
She's got a tat.
She
has a tat.
No, what do we got going? Look at all
Look
these
at all the creeps
getting.
Taking pictures.
No, she's
You've
got nice
feet. Feet before.
She has really nice
Sir,
feet.
Sir, sit down.
Look at the Plowhawks right over them. Plowhawks like flying a drone over her feet.
Do you mind if I touch them?
It's no. all yours.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Jay, how's everything going?
It's going well. She's got very proportionate feet.
Bunion situation?
No bunions. She's
I
got.
I run a lot too. So
really, you've got. I mean,
I
you've
try
got,
to take care of them.
You've got really nice feet. I like the way you have done the nails. I like yeah. the tat. I
Thank
mean,
you.
She is.
What is the Plowhawk doing now?
I mean, she is first, but she is clearly the leader in the clubhouse.
Well, I would think.
No
yeah.
question about
How
it.
How could anyone else be in the clubhouse if they haven't gone yet?
Amanda, the foot tat.
Stupid question.
Yeah, tell us about the foot tat.
What's going on? I can't see it from it's, here.
It's butterflies.
It's a butterfly.
Yeah.
Butterfly sub. Plural. All right.
Two.
And when did you get this done?
When I was 18.
And why did you elect to get it done? Do you have tattoos anywhere
yeah,
else?
Yeah, do you have any more tats?
I have two.
Big Al is now infiltrating.
I have one on my rib cage and one on my foot.
One on okay. the rib cage.
You're going to want to see that too, aren't you, Jay?
Well, I mean, if she wants to show
Would
that.
Would you like to share your tattoo on your rib cage with this great audience of fine patriots?
$150 a steak.
Does that put me in the lead if I show my tattoo?
Does anybody want to see her rib cage tat?
I don't think they do. Sounds like a no. Did not come back favorably.
All right, I can show my.
All right, show your ribcage.
Here we go. Why isn't this great, Doug? This
oh, is yeah, I like the outfit,
That's why I went
too.
To journalism school.
Oh!
Oh, there it is.
What's that saying?
Is that a horn of plenty? Oh, that's a rose. I thought it was a salute to Thanksgiving.
What does it
I thought
say?
It was a horn of plenty.
Love life.
Love life.
Wow.
Well, Fred's wife is really neat, and she's got great feet.
Mm-hmm. What's going on? What's Big Al doing?
She's a good sport.
Big Al's
proposing.
Kissing a ring
he's
or
proposing
something.
To her.
What does that even mean?
I think he proposed to her.
Timmy,
yeah.
This is a great start. You're a wonderful gal. All Put right. your hand right there. Thank you, dear.
Ladies and gentlemen, Amanda, also known as Mrs. Fred.
Mrs. Fred, with the neat feet.
Jay, I don't want to tell you how to judge this, of course.
Right.
But I'm guessing we may have just seen one of the all-time greats in terms of foot fetish. Right?
Wow. Well, you have been Doug. But Doug's the smitten kitten.
I mean, we've had people like Seika
yep.
and the kitten. I mean, the bar hasn't been set real high.
She
but
is.
But I would think this might be
as,
right.
As you know my feelings for caller Jordan.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
She is just behind caller Jordan.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Wow. Caller, you're just okay. a notch off a call. Thank you for my drink. Thank you very much.
That's Biff, Doug.
Biff. Yeah, I saw Biff.
No, you're outstanding. You're to die for. Thank you.
You're to die for. It's like Mr. Blackwell doing a fashion review of the 1988
That's a way
Oscars.
To get it kicked off going right there.
That's what we want to do. We start strong.
Freddie's wife. I like her.
Freddie's wife.
Some yes, in the crowd are wondering why you're not eating anything off the feet.
Well,
you've done that before, a time or two.
If the thing comes to that,
okay.
Again, ever since Jordan, who is a specimen that I'm not familiar with, really, I have kind of laid low. But if we get somebody that wants to get a little naughty or goofy, we'll do that.
We have another contestant. Look at these ladies all coming up to experience the pleasure that is. First, Jay, let me make sure I incorporate another spot in here and also read some of the texts that are coming in. Beer Cats just sent this one. And this
I like
is,
Beer Cats.
This is nice. Tim, I'd like to send a big shout-out to one of my friends who is in attendance tonight and is likely one of your few homosexual fans.
Yeah.
His name is Nick, but he goes by Fish. Hello, Nick. That's from Beer
hey,
Cats.
There's Nick.
There he is.
There he
right
is.
There.
There's Nick, and you're one of our few homosexual fans?
I guess so. Yeah, that a boy.
You would know. You don't have to guess on that.
Don't shy away from it.
Fred from the poor part of the nail has a question for you, Doug. Doug, would you like to have an MMF with me and my wife tonight?
I'm not interested in an MMF.
No dice?
No.
What if
you're shocked by that?
Doug, could you tell the listeners about, I'll tell the listeners about the Jack Buck Classic. Vogel Heating and Cooling is involved with this. Have you ever been played in that? 47 years, Jenny.
Been there as a kid, and it's a great event.
47 years for a golf tournament. That's something else. And it is coming up August 15th at St. Albans. I've never been blessed enough as a South Cityan to play St. Albans. Mm. Jennings.
Nice spot.
Is it a nice track?
Nice place.
That's tournament quality golf there, isn't it? They did play a tournament or two there.
What
years
are you
ago.
Doing, Big Al? What is Doug? What's going on with this? What is
Big? Oh.
Big Al, the Debbie Wasserman Schultz of the event.
The TMA listeners.
Let's see. This cause is near and dear to Vogel Heating Cooling's hearts. John Vogel's youngest son is afflicted with cystic fibrosis, but he's been fortunate enough to live a fairly healthy life and is now 21 years old. The Golf Classic take place at St. Albans Country Club. It's August 15th. And you can participate. Join Vogel Heating and Cooling and others on August 15th for a full day of activities. Players enjoy 18 holes of golf plus breakfast and lunch with proceeds to benefit the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. Buy your tickets at gateway.cff.org. Tim, can I buy you a drink? Doug, can we bang tonight?
No, sir.
It's a two-parter.
Two-parter.
Who was it, Tim?
I'll take a scotch. It's Fred from the poor part of the nail again.
Oh, yeah, he's got a neat wife.
Yep.
Fred got a good wife.
Poor part of nail. Nonetheless, he has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. Hey, Llewellyn's, thanks for the pub.
Doug, I already checked, and there's no diaper changing station in the bathroom, so when Tawny and I roofie you later, we'll just prop you up on the sink.
Who is this, Tim?
The White Collar Gangster. And he sent in a picture of him and Tawny.
White Collar.
He has a fan base here. The White Collar Gangster has a fan base.
Yes.
Has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. Six locations, you know, Jay.
Six, I know. Yeah. They got good food.
There's probably one around here.
I have ordered an Uber for you so you don't have to drive drunk. I made the directions so you can arrive in my ass.
Oh, my.
Who,
boy,
Tim?
The crowd
who?
Really liked it.
My
Doug.
Question to that is, who was it?
That was Zambo.
Oh,
he's here, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Well, these are coming from inside the building.
I was afraid of that. Zambo has been indeed suspended. Suspended a period of 2 days' time. Llewellyn's Pub. Yada, yada,
now,
yada.
I just got a text from Bubbles, who I didn't think was here.
Special.
And it was Bubbles'
is
girlfriend
Bubbles
that had the rock and
Bubbles
roll?
Bubbles is here.
And Bubbles' girlfriend had the session with Fred's wife?
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, that is so neat.
And he says, if Mrs. Fred wins, can Jay throw in a foursome to Normandy? Maybe some tribbing will go on the greens if we do that.
Yeah, we could do that.
You can accommodate that?
Just like that, you can.
We are very pro-tribbing. What?
Doug, me so moist, me so sowy, that comes from Kent.
Kent has been suspended as well.
Tony the Plow Dow writing in. Will Doug suck my feet? Tony the Plow Dow.
Just Tony the Plow Dow has been suspended.
Wow.
Hey, what's the special at Llewellyn's? Well,
what do they got?
It's the butcher sandwich today. So if you order that, go in any time and order the butcher sandwich on a Thursday.
Yeah.
You get your name into the hopper, and you may get to go on a spring training trip with us next February.
Ooh, glad I got to see Doug in person. I'll use that later. That comes from Big Hoss.
Not sure what that means.
Uh-oh. Somebody's yelling from the back.
Sounded like Mike Lee.
It does sound
I'm doing some paperwork now, sir.
Who's yelling? That'll be fine.
We got a gal here, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I was trying to tend to some business.
I understand. I know. Did you do all the live spots?
Yeah, I had to get some live reads in. All right, we got your text 314-880-0808, 314-880-0808, and you're welcome to email in too, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. Oh, that fan feels so good. Thank you. The crowd is in a roar because Jennings, another lovely lady, has sat down for Foot Fetish Friday live at Hot Shots on Manchester.
Let's give her you give her the mic, Clousy. What's your name, dear?
Jill.
Jill.
Boy, there are a lot of Jill fans here.
Yeah.
Is this Jill Cassidy?
I don't believe it is.
Jill, if you do not mind me asking, how old are you?
I'll be 30 in like 3 weeks.
Okay. No, don't be down about that. That's all right.
Who's the gentleman that just reached for your breast?
That's my brother.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
So you guys are kind of working this together.
Well, I didn't know he was going for the breast.
Your brother looks like more like your dad than you do.
I would say he does, too.
Yeah, he really does.
How do you feel about your feet? Because you're a little unsure about all this.
I was pretty much pressured into doing it.
You were pressured into doing it.
Can you believe that?
Bless her heart. I absolutely believe that.
He's just back there just like an absolute animal.
Are you married?
No. No, I'm not.
Engaged?
Not yet. Hopefully.
In a serious relationship?
Wow.
That's the lead story tonight.
I mean,
right,
I come
there
to all these things with my boyfriend.
Right. Who is your boyfriend, Jill?
Dave with cauliflower ear.
Dave with the cauliflower ear.
Can we see the ear, please?
Where is Dave?
Where's the ear that's cauliflower?
Dave, stand up. Oh, there he is.
It's hard to tell. Was that from wrestling?
Wrestling.
Doug, 1 to 10. How hot is he?
Oh, he's about an 8.
He's about an eight. I agree. Yeah. I was going to go 6, but yeah.
Jill, let me ask you this question, because I'm always curious when I meet ladies. Would you say, on a scale of 1 to 5, what is your enjoyment of sex?
That's a great question. And I like the 1 to 5 scale.
5.
Yeah. That's
5.
A lot of people would use
5
1
for
to 10.
Jill. Yeah, but I take 5. It in half.
That's interesting. Yeah, I like
some
it.
Of them, they don't get it. That's a great answer.
What answer were you expecting?
Some say 3 or 4. Some of them that are frigid, okay. You know.
Frigid.
There's a lot of frigid babes out there. I don't think Jill's a frigid gal.
No, I wouldn't think so.
Do you want to ask her a question?
No. What year was Pearl Harbor? Remember that question?
Tim, I'll ask the question for Tim. I think this is going to be a no, but I could be wrong. Ever been in a movie with another guy? Ever been with another gal?
Movie? What motion pictures have you been in?
Have you ever?
That's your question?
What's your IMDb page?
Have you ever messed around with another gal?
With another gal?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what he is.
Yeah.
You have.
They all have.
Isn't that right, Doug? Now
I'm
you're
proud.
Learning.
She didn't seem too happy with it, though, Jay.
It wasn't the best thing you ever did? Or was it good?
No.
What happened? Then tell me in vivid detail. You have 30 minutes.
Which instance?
Wow.
Oh, stop ringing the bell.
Wow.
When was
so
your...
this wasn't just playful kissing. This was maybe a dive.
It was a roommate and a coworker.
Oh, you slut.
And a coworker.
So this was an FFF?
It was a FFM.
FFM. Doug, the more popular is the MMF.
No, I don't think
was
so.
Was cauliflower there?
No.
Cauliflower, man. You guys shipped.
Does he
know
about
this? Shipped.
This was 10 years ago.
The pre-cauliflower.
Did he know about this before right now?
Oh, he knows about it all.
Okay, okay.
Have you engaged in lesbianism for Dave with the cauliflower ear?
No, and it's not ever going to happen.
And why is that? That's a shame, Dave. What's wrong? This is terrible to hear. I feel terrible for you. So tell us, where did you go to school?
I went to McKendree.
You went to McKendree.
Yes.
Lebanon, Illinois.
They love McKendree.
Yes, sure.
I mean, look, the Plowhawk is so screwed up. I mean, he's working the room with his hands right behind her.
Who's the basketball coach at McKendree?
He's on a billboard on my way home, so.
Well, who is it?
I don't know.
You don't know him?
Nobody knows who the basketball
Harry
coach is.
Harry Statham.
Oh, Harry, the legend, the living legend. Harry Statham.
How could you go there and not know Harry Statham? I've never been this disappointed.
I went there
you.
For the education.
She was busy tripping, bro.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
So, Jill, you're there. You're 19 years old. Set the stage for us, if you would.
There was a lot of Bacardi involved.
Of course. Yes.
No tripping.
No tripping, really?
No tripping.
And why was that? Somebody tried to trip and you said no.
Well, because now I know what it is.
Any like light slapping at all? Or
okay. No,
heavy petting.
No, I've seen it in the movie.
I don't kiss and tell.
Okay,
no,
fair enough.
But how did it all come to pass? This was with your roommate?
This was with my roommate, yes.
All right.
No, we just kept talking about it and talking about it.
You guys would sit there and do homework and say, I'd like to engage in lesbian.
No. See, this was my roommate from work.
I don't understand.
The co-worker.
Yeah, so
like, Doug and
her.
I,
after
we,
college.
Doug and I live together.
This is after
but
college.
It's rare.
Okay, I worked with her at Applebee's.
Oh, sure.
Okay?
Yeah.
Our co-worker worked with us as well. We would joke around when we close about how we should just all have a threesome in the walk-in.
No question.
In the where? In the walk-in?
Pause
of the store? Right when you walk in the
store. Plowhawk's enjoying a quesadilla.
We never did that.
Okay. This is an update.
Instead,
so you never tripped in the walk-in?
Never in the walk-in, but we did go to a roommate's house.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And then things got a little crazy.
Now, how did that all... Who made the first move? Because that's so important.
Yeah, it is.
It really is.
So perceptive, you are.
I think it was you, Jill, if I remember right.
I'll take it. Yeah,
nice.
I made the first
good
move.
For you.
Yeah.
All right. And so how did you enjoy the... MFF.
All we did was when we were done, we said, we'll never talk about this again.
But yet here you are talking to...
And look at me. I'm breaking the code.
You are breaking the code, but you're not naming names, so we don't know who it is.
I'm not naming names. You wouldn't know what they are anyway.
So was this a boyfriend, or was this just a total coworker?
No, just total coworkers.
All right.
Yeah.
And did
the guy was a coworker, too.
Yeah,
did
all
he, did he bang you both?
Oh, for crying out loud.
He did bang you both.
He did.
Top notch.
Now,
sorry, Dave.
Dave, all right, you got her now, cauliflower.
Yeah. Dave's kind of being cucked on our show right now as we speak.
Trust me, he's not being cucked.
Cucky's here.
Cucky is here. Oh, there he is, Doug. Look at Cucky.
I see him.
Boy, they love Cucky the dwarf.
Wow, his shirt goes all the way down to the waist of the pants. That's a first.
Look at that. He has a shirt that says Shaboom, Shaboom.
All right, let's see Jill's feet. Jill, you want to show me your feet there?
All right.
Here. Those are nice.
Now, Jay, what do you think?
They're very nice.
Just describe the feet to the audience.
They're very nice.
You're squeezing, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm just checking them out.
Checking for injuries.
No, she has extremely nice feet.
Does she?
Nice feet.
Okay. What makes her feet nice?
I think that obviously the proportion of the toes, as we've talked about before, that's very important, and they all line up. There's nothing crooked. She keeps them clean. You don't match the nails with the
And
nails.
You have a problem with that.
I don't have a problem with it. It's a girl's choice, but I'm a little partial.
Yeah.
But this, you got a nice little bottom there with there.
Now, what does that mean? You have a nice little
this
bottom.
This little nice little heel or whatever.
I did get a pedicure for you.
You got a pedicure? No, it feels good. She warned me about them being a little sweaty, but they're not.
No,
she's very nice. I mean, we got a tight, this is going to be
a good competition.
This is very nice. Jill, thank you very much.
Are you comfortable with Jay doing this, or is this a little creepy?
I'm not.
All right with it.
I mean, it's sort of creepy, but.
Yeah.
But at the same time, isn't it really hot? I mean, I feel like it's really hot.
Not hot.
Well, she said, we'll keep that on the down.
I was in Florida.
Look at the plow hawk. I mean, what the hell's he doing?
Just having another quesadilla. We're going to wait on all the kissing.
What, is that like for the final round?
Well, no, we just, thank you, dear. You are charming.
Thank you, Jill. Jill Cassidy, everybody.
Congratulations, you to Cauliflower.
Hey, the Cauliflower.
There you go. Nicely done, girl.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Outstanding.
Look at the Plowboy and the Cuggy. They're like long-lost brothers.
Yeah, they are.
He's
like...
gone. Look how effed up he is.
Big night
Plowboy,
for Plowboy.
Real quickly, just because he's walking around the stage.
Where's the mic? She take the mic, too?
She did.
Here's the mic. Brian's got the mic.
Plowboy,
what's up,
going
boys?
On? You seem like you're in a good place.
Oh, these quesadillas are off the chain, man. Let me tell you.
Where'd you get that?
They're good.
Where'd you get that?
They're a little spicy. Biff, my man Biff over here, been hooking me up with some nipple hair and some quesadilla. It's a perfect combo.
Okay, wasn't there a third contestant?
Yes,
you're trying to ship out the Plowmarlin?
Okay, Plow's just going to sit there and eat?
No, I think we got a very unique... next contestant.
Now, what does that mean?
How so?
I just think it's going to be strong.
We're ready for you.
$150 and a pearl necklace on the line here from Vince Aguirre Jewelers.
It sure is. Look at this thing.
What is
going
on?
Don't say this thing.
Jennings,
don't say look at this thing.
Let me see your hand. Let me see your hand.
What's your problem? You're doing a whole bunch of stuff over there.
She's married. No, absolutely not. I just had a feeling you were.
Welcome to the show, and your name is?
Gina.
Hold the mic up
Gina.
There.
Gina, don't yell at the guests.
Right. Gina.
Okay, sorry.
Like, damn, Gina.
Yeah. Nice, right. Jennings.
You got it.
Gina.
Gina.
Are you a listener of this program? That's a no.
No.
So why?
Sorry. Just wants the necklace.
So how did you wind up in this chair for this segment?
Because my husband's a listener.
Your husband's a listener.
Wow, wow, wow.
How long you been married, honey?
24
years.
Congrats, you got married when you were 9.
Exactly.
Outstanding.
24 years.
Wow.
You just kind of BS and go, oh, I'm surprised. But I'm legitimately surprised. I truly am. And how did you get roped into doing this, though? This is a horrible thing.
They might need 150.
You think that's what it is, Jay?
Yeah.
Tough
I'm
economy,
a good trooper.
You're a good trooper. You're a good wife.
I hate to ask this beforehand because it might ruin my soft cow, but do you have kids?
Yes.
Yes.
Doug, how do you feel about that?
Well, she's been married 24 years, Tim.
I didn't know. You never know.
What's wrong with having kids?
No, I mean, for producer Joe.
Well, he's such an idiot. I mean, how are you going to factor in what he says? I don't want to be married by half kid.
Okay.
You guys don't have kids. You'll be fine with him.
Right.
Gina, so you have never listened to Joe?
No.
No.
But you know what you're about to engage in.
Damn, yes. Gina, you got like a little pipe there. You lift too, don't you? Huh? You lift. You got like a little gun.
She looks you look like an actress. Don't you think she looks like
an actress? Yeah, she looks like an actress or a fitness model or something.
Like you're like legit here. This is like legit.
What do you do for a living? I mean, I'm sure you do whatever you want, but I mean. You have a job?
What does that mean?
She's a stay-home mom. Yeah. Wow. Now, the question you've heard us ask most, because the listeners want to know.
Doug, look at Brendan Marks on the floor with a camera.
Have you ever been with a gal?
That's a yes.
Have you ever messaged?
Yes.
Thinking about it.
Listen, I own your soul. So that's a yes, but you're debating because you have a family if you want to talk about it. I already know what's going on, sister. But here's the question. Has it been recent?
No.
Been a long time.
When did it, and the plowboy's like nodding, like, yeah, I know.
He's like nodding. Give me another quesadilla.
We're having a, by the way, Jennings, I would highly recommend it. We're just wanting to have her speak into the mic more so we can hear. So I'm just letting you know.
That's right. Don't worry about
that's
him.
It for me.
He's a little scared.
After this question. Okay.
Yeah.
After this question.
All right. Yeah. There you go.
But you have been with a woman. What did you do? Like, what was it? Was it a makeout session or was it more?
Yeah.
Doug, it was four. Just kissing. Okay. Mm-hmm. Doug, what do you think?
I don't believe it.
Well, I don't think she wants to go into a lot of detail.
I own your
soul. Tim doesn't believe you. He thinks it was a little more.
Was it a one-time thing or was it a multiple-time thing?
Just one time.
Really? And this happened how long ago?
15 years ago.
2001 was a big year for lesbianism.
Probably right after Freeze at the... No, that wasn't...
It was right after Freeze.
I'm going to ask you a question.
I was thinking 2011. Oh,
okay.
That we ask a lot of the gals. Okay. And sometimes they get it right, sometimes they don't. Can you tell me when Pearl Harbor Day
is? Wow, such an important question.
Or when Pearl Harbor occurred.
For this competition.
Pearl Harbor, when did it occur? How about a decade? How about a decade?
Just a decade.
1946?
She got the right decade.
Jay, that's a big win, isn't it?
That's nice. It was 1941.
The crowd is enthralled.
No, they're very happy with that. Usually they don't get the decade.
No.
What do you do for fun other than come to these events?
Now all of a sudden I feel like you guys are getting coffee on Tinder. What do you do for fun? You drink vodka. Do you really?
Drink vodka. You like to go out in the Big River.
Wow. How about that?
You have very nice shoes on. Could we take the shoes off? Yes, we can. This girl, you're right, Timmy. She's got a little movie star look to her.
Yeah, I mean, this is a legitimately
She's got the
guns.
She lifts. I don't care what she says. I know. She knows what she bench presses.
Bye.
All right, let's put one of those bad boys up here. Oh, my.
Oh, you got
Now, what's going
feet.
On?
Oh, this is a good one.
Now, what's going on? Now, Jay, you're moving right
easy.
In,
yeah,
I noticed.
These really are legit.
Easy.
These are legit.
Now, what makes this legit? I noticed her toe rings.
She toe
Doug,
rings.
Doug, I noticed toe
she
rings.
Toe rings.
Where's Manchild? Where's Manchild?
Get a picture of the toe ring, Flousy. We got a toe ring.
It's because I'm old.
No, you're not old. You're fine and dandy like a hard candy Christmas.
Doug, what do you think of that line?
What does that mean?
I mean, I like the other two gals a lot, I got to tell you.
Yeah. Okay.
But this fine animal has got...
call her an animal.
I mean, at heart she is. We're all animals.
First you called her a thing.
She's leading right now. She's leading.
She's leading. Yeah. And why is that? Really?
Because of the feet themselves. The feet themselves. She's got wonderful legs.
Hands off the legs.
I just went for a little touch on the leg. Now, I'm going to ask you...
The Plowhawk's drone is flying over the
They're
feet
a little
again.
Surprised that I have yet to kiss a foot. I will ask you if I can kiss
Go
your...
Go for it.
Wow. Wow.
Easy, Jay.
Oh, there he goes. There he goes. Oh, he's in there for a while. Woo! Look, he's so happy.
All right. Oh, it was good for
so
her,
happy.
Too.
Just so damn happy.
Sounded like it was good for her, Jay.
That's 150 right there at this moment.
You think so? Gina, let me ask a couple questions.
She's ready to go. She's like,
how hot was that for you? Because it really, because I could tell Doug was turned on.
You see her sliding off the chair.
It was nice. The toe ring. Why do you go toe ring? Because according to our show, that's a sign that a woman likes the company of an African American gentleman.
That's the hoop earring.
I noticed there just happens to be. I mean, I just noticed. That happens to be positioned, and I don't know if it's true or not.
Yeah.
Is that true? What's going on?
It's not true for me.
It's not true for you.
Oh, it's not true for you. Sorry, sir.
And look at the disappointment.
Yeah. Yeah. One brother disappointed. Where's Travis?
Where is Travis?
No, Gina, you were fantastic.
Wonderful
Top
stuff.
Notch.
Now she's introducing herself. I don't know. Maybe the toe ring does mean something.
Maybe it changes.
So far, so good.
It seems like something's happening here.
All right,
it's so great to see our listeners sleeping with each other.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is. Isn't that nice? Jay, you really seem to be a big fan of Gina.
I didn't realize it until she took off the shoes. The other two gals, the first gal was Freddie's wife she's top notch. But this gal, the way she was with her personality, the foot, the guns, the makeup, I dug her.
Wow.
I dug her, yeah.
And look who's sitting down now.
See, I don't feel comfortable with
from the show. She's like a sister. But Jay, she wants to participate in Foot Fetish Friday. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Tawny.
Hey, what's going on?
I see Tawny is a part of the team. So it's a little awkward.
It's not
awkward.
Breaking the rules. There were no rules.
I know it's not breaking the rules.
She doesn't work here anymore, though.
I know she doesn't. But
there are no rules.
So that would make her eligible for the
All
prize.
All right, she's eligible for the prize. How are you, T?
I'm excellent. How are you
Good.
Doing?
Good. How's the white collar gangster?
He is doing excellent.
He's suspended, you know. He's suspended again.
I mean, he's suspended for, 24 hours.
Yes.
He can use me if he wants to.
So what have you been up to since your time away?
School, work, geez. I hung out with JTL last weekend.
With JTL?
Yeah, I got twice.
They're all hanging out. I'm getting, texts from people going, I'm with JTL. I'm
Buck Swope, JTL.
Buck Swope loves America. He's the show historian. Doug,
Where's
Buck
Swope tonight?
Swope's here tonight, Doug.
He is here.
Where's Swope?
He's wearing glasses inside.
Fuck! Right. Where's Swope?
He's incognito.
Yeah. But he is here.
Tawny, you engaged in lesbianism on the ground right after the wiffle ball tournament.
I did. Everyone left.
Jay,
I engaged in lesbianism.
How deep?
Clip that off.
How strong
was
the lesbianism?
I started off on bottom, and then she started off on top.
Duh.
And then her bottom lip met my top lip?
Oh!
Is that what happened?
Nice!
I think that's what happened.
And did you enjoy it?
It was a grand old time.
Wow.
Our little girl is branching out.
She is. She's all grown up and she's all grown up. You're hanging out with Janie the lesbian.
She is awesome.
But have you engaged in any lesbianism with Janie the lesbian?
I unfortunately did not.
You have not.
I did not. We danced. We did dance.
Oh, nice.
That was awesome.
She's a cool chick, isn't
she? Oh, she's cool. She's cool. Yeah.
Would you
like
to engage in lesbianism with Janie the lesbian?
I wouldn't say no.
Wow.
How does what about White Collar Gangster? How does he feel about that?
Yeah, White Collar Gangster has a fist in the air. He's on board. What guy wouldn't be on board?
I don't know.
So, Tawny, you are here to participate in Foot Fetish Friday. You know all of us. We know all of you.
Yes.
It's a little awkward in that capacity, but it seems like Jay is ready to power through.
All right,
go ahead then.
Let's just get right to her feet. Put it up here. Oh, Timmy.
I got a tattoo.
We got a free dotum.
A free dotum tattoo.
Right here.
Look, how do you feel about that?
Right all across dotum. My foot.
You get points taken off for that.
And there's the plow drone.
It looks like that's a tattoo, too. It looks like that's
Big
maybe
L,
on there permanently.
Look out for Big L's phone, Jay.
Look at this.
I am.
It's right here.
When you think it can't get any creepier, it does.
I gotta fix this dress.
Boy, you don't have to talk this through. You're all right. It's all right where you're headed.
Oh, keep going.
Uh-oh. Crack it.
No, she's got very... This is going to be... Why do I have to choose?
We said this is the job. Do we have any other contestants, by the way?
No,
I don't know.
I think this is it.
That's right.
That
means somebody's going to get left out in the cold, and then three are going to win money. This is not going to be easy, Jennings.
No, I wouldn't think.
I work hard on these feet.
Do you really?
What do you do?
Do you get a lot of pedicures and all that?
Well, I run. Yeah, that's pretty much what I do.
That would be bad for the feet, wouldn't it? Wasn't that funny?
I understand.
All right,
Timmy.
She's as high as Plowsy.
Who?
Are you high? Nobody's as high as Plowsy.
Yeah, actually.
No, I'm not messing with your feet out. All right, Timmy. She's part of the team.
What does that mean? Am I going to get a...
No, you're not getting hosed. You want me to give the finals?
Ladies and gentlemen, before Jennings goes with any...
Give a hand to all of them.
Would any other women like a shot at $150? And take a look. My God, it's a pearl necklace.
Yeah, I noticed
from Vince Aguirre Jewelers.
Mm-hmm.
If any women would like to participate, any of the Hot Shots waitress, we have another one?
Oh,
wow,
yeah.
Wow, wow.
Wow.
Jay, it just doesn't end. I thought some of the Hot Shots waitresses might want to participate. I was told by Zambo, but that might be a complete lie. What's going on? Pictures? All right.
Yeah, Jay's posing now.
Come on up. The water's warm.
Come right up, dear.
Oh, this crowd's in an uproar, Doug.
Yeah, well, they're all waiting for me to have a cigarette.
Jay, do you know this lady?
I do not, but I like her personality.
Why?
You haven't even talked to her yet.
I don't need to. I can just see her smile. What's your name, honey?
Now, his voice has kind of gotten la-di-da, Doug.
Carrie.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie, are you a West County girl?
No.
Where are you from?
I'm from Smithton, Illinois.
Smithton, Illinois. Like, wow. Representing.
Boy, they're all here from Smithton.
Representing. Carrie, do you mind me asking how old you are?
I just turned 30.
30, you know, that's my favorite age.
Yeah. Of course. She could have said 90, and you would have said that's my favorite age.
What do you do for a living, Carrie?
I'm a physical therapist assistant.
A physical therapist assistant.
Maybe you can work on my shoulder. I've got this frozen
Doug
shoulder.
Doug has a bad shoulder.
Yeah, I've got to do these kind of exercises.
It's
they don't
become
work.
A normal question to ask the ladies that participate in Foot Fetish Friday if they've ever been with another woman. Have you ever messed around with a gal?
Define messing around.
Great question.
More than just kissing. You ever touched another gal's boobs?
Oh.
You have? I mean, passionately or just like a slap on the boob? You've caressed a boob.
I played a college sport, if that tells you.
Oh, softball?
What does that mean?
What sport?
I mean, everyone around you was
volleyball.
A lesbian.
Volleyball.
Very What's the nice. Lesbian percentage on college volleyball,
It's
Doug?
Fair. I'd say it's about mid.
Fair to quite fair?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say mid. I'd say half. Maybe.
How many members of your team were lesbians or bisexual?
Actually, none.
But you were clearly curious.
We had a lot of fun together.
What's going on, Jay?
We got the scores from the Skins game, so we got that going on. All right. They've got the scorecards right over there.
Don't let us
right
interrupt
here,
you,
yeah, don't let us interrupt you. Who's this guy?
That's Does Patrick. This look like a golf tournament?
He's a made man at Normandy. Patrick.
Oh.
Patrick, these guys right here, raise your hands.
A guy right. walked right up in the middle of Foot Fetish Friday with a golf scorecard. What are we supposed to do with that?
Carrie, do you have fun?
Do I have fun?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You like having, I mean.
Doug, what do you think of that question?
I mean, do you have fun?
Well, I mean, I'm just curious. What do you do for fun?
I like to drink.
Yeah.
That's the common answer, it seems, for everybody who comes up here and participates.
I like to karaoke.
You like to karaoke?
What song do you like to sing karaoke to, Carrie?
Yeah, sing us a little bit now.
Yeah, we'll get some beats
Thank
going.
You. What do you, I mean, what? Give us your best.
I need some tunes.
Well, you can do a little?
I can cue you up if you want.
Wow.
If you really want to do it, we can do it.
Andy Hanselman.
I sang a lot of Dixie Chicks this weekend.
Oh, that Goodbye Earl.
What?
Goodbye Earl.
Is that your beat?
Sin Wagon.
Whatever.
All right, well, cue it up, Andy Hanselman.
Maybe we'll do that.
Oh, I thought he had it triggered.
You have it triggered.
Oh, no, I need a little prep time.
So we always ask, how do you feel about your own feet? Do you feel comfortable with them?
I think they're pretty cute.
They are cute.
I just got a pedicure, but I've been at the lake all
And your nails are
weekend.
The same?
Uh-huh.
That's important to you, Jay.
It's important to them. They'll listen. Are you engaged?
No.
You got a boyfriend?
Yes.
Okay.
Is he here this evening?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There he is.
Sure.
He's got an Augusta hat on, Jenny.
Absolutely. It gets a couple extra points. Would you put your foot up here?
You want me to take my shoe off?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, I think this one's better.
That one's better. You think that foot's better?
What was that?
I don't know. Sounds like somebody got an email or something.
That was me. Sorry about that.
No, I enjoyed it. I like sound effects just like the next guy.
Wow. I mean, this is not easy.
Wow.
Wow, what's going on?
This is really.
There's the plow drone flying overhead.
I mean, do you feel good about your feet? You should.
Another email just came in.
You should feel good about it. This is really hard.
Now, why are her feet so good?
Because she's got, I mean, she has got like the perfect size foot. You could
really?
Put this
What's
in your mouth.
Easy, Jay.
I mean, well, I said son. I mean, she's got, I mean, look at that. She gets.
So you like a really small
well,
foot.
Well, I've never right? seen this unit like this. This.
Carrie, what size unit. Foot are you?
Yeah.
Six.
Six.
There you go.
six.
Look at the lemmings.
Right. The lemmings loved it.
No, that's nothing. That's
what's going
nothing.
On? Nothing. Big Al's like fighting pick laws.
I don't know what that is.
Don't pick at the hammer toe.
God damn.
What's this, wrong?
Why do I have to make the choice?
I mean, that's the responsibility, yeah. Man.
No, she is fine. She got a nice foot. All right. Shake my hand.
My palms are sweaty.
All right. That's all right. You're all right, honey. All right.
You're dismissing her just like that.
No, I'm not dismissing her.
Okay.
No kiss. I'll kiss the foot real quick.
Oh,
kiss.
My word.
Oh, what kind of table's
going on? You didn't ask her if you could. At some point, it's kind of rapish.
No, that's...
What is the lovely lady's name? Is it Karen?
Carrie.
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 Carrie, I'm ready for you on stage number one. If you want to come down here and sing a little song.
Wow,
song.
This could be the difference.
Really, if she can sing. It's like the talent portion of the competition.
Could you come on right down here for me?
You have the words right there for the song?
I absolutely
here,
do.
Right you do?
I absolutely
you've
do.
You've got a karaoke player right
here.
All right, shut up. Carrie's going to sing.
Jay's mad at the audience.
If she can sing, she may win 150. Because she's a sneaky, got a sneaky good foot.
Sneaky good foot.
Oh, I got a screen and everything.
Boy, the audience, what in the world?
Timmy, do me a quick favor.
Yeah.
Remind me of the contestants again.
Okay. We had Mrs. Fred.
Oh. Your sweat towel back.
Thank you, dear. Nice job, Carrie. High five, baby.
We had Jill Cassidy. Mm-hmm.
No, we didn't have Jill Cassidy.
Well, her name was Jill.
Right. Jill, as far as we got.
We had Gina.
Damn, Gina.
We had Townie.
Yeah. And Carrie.
And Carrie.
Is that everybody?
I believe that's everybody, correct? Great Americans, thank you.
All right.
So no, you got another one.
No, we're not doing her. We're not doing
what?
Her.
What's
we're
wrong?
Not doing her.
She's why?
Not, you're not doing her.
Why?
Not
what's
doing
going
her.
On? Doug, what's why? Going on?
It's a friend of somebody's. We're not doing thank you. Thank
what's
you.
Going on? What
we're
happened?
Not doing, call him an audible.
What happened?
Audible. Gotta have a cigarette. Gotta have a cigarette.
Paul Hawk, what's going on?
Take it easy.
That's
Paul
a friend
Hawk, tell
of
me what's going on.
That's it.
I don't know, Tim. I don't really know what's going on. Just shooting some video.
We're apparently
Big Al brought
stop
this last. Jay doesn't like her.
We're going to do that separate.
Wow.
That's a personal one. That's a personal one.
Okay, that's a personal. This is Big Al's thing?
No.
There's Big Al yelling
I
at you.
I know it's all right. We got a short on time. This is not easy, Timmy, sure. As you know.
No, I wouldn't think so.
All right, so start with third place. Third place.
Third place.
Hey, hold on a second, because it's all about the show.
I know.
Mrs. Fred, would you come up? Gina, would you come on up so we can award the prizes here? Jill, would you come on up? Carrie?
Yeah, it's this one.
And Tony. We need all the contestants up here. This is so important.
It's impossible.
Wouldn't you say this is by far the strongest group?
It is without question.
Why is Big Al touching us?
It is without question.
I'm trying to work on my frozen shoulder.
Oh, is he really?
As the ladies come up, we'd like to remind you, we're thanking Vince Guerra Jewelers tonight because of the J. Randolph Signature Collection Pearl Necklace.
Wow. He's got the same voice.
Personally artist designed by Jay to reflect the spirit of Foot Fetish Friday.
Oh, my
check
God.
Check it out over at Vince Guerra Jewelers.
Wow. Hey, how about that
Jay's,
read?
Jay's brother, what's your name? Jay's brother, what's your name?
I'm talking to you.
Hey, what's your name, man?
That's a he.
I'm Brian Randolph.
Hi, Brian. Oh. Will you do me a favor? Will you say CBS Sports 105.7 HD2 FM?
I got to get a sound bite.
Certainly. We'll talk about
CBS, it. No, do it right now.
CBS Sports 105.7 HD2 FM.
I'm getting too much feedback from you. I can't hear you.
No?
All right, here we go.
All right, never mind.
All right, so all of our
contestants
are up here.
I mean, first of all, this sucks because all of them had money feet.
I have $150 for first. I have $75 for second, $25 for third.
$25 for third is Carrie.
Carrie has won $25. Carrie, there you go. Congratulations. Very nice. That's a nice W.
Yeah.
That's a nice W. Look at Jay sweating.
It's not easy for me.
It's not easy.
No, I like all the gals.
It's a bronze medal, but it's still $25.
This gal, it's something about her. I think she's really neat.
There it is. The picture will be up on InsideSTL.com.
Number two, Timmy.
Yes.
And this was a very difficult situation.
Well, I'm sure it was.
Mrs. Fred.
Mrs. Fred.
So fine. You got it, girl. You
Mrs.
are.
Mrs. Fred, here is your $75. Mrs. Fred, $75.
And while Jill was the best in terms of the lesbo stories with the coworkers.
Okay.
And Tawny is part of the family.
Yeah.
Damn, Gina!
Gina has won Foot Fetish Friday. That's $150.
They were
let
all
me
awesome.
Fire this pearl necklace all, right on you.
All awesome.
Oh, you can't say that.
All had good feet. I love Tawny. Jill was great.
Try the necklace on.
See, Doug, you can say it.
Absolutely.
Jennings, why'd you go with Gina? Let's get the reasoning for the judges. Jay's just leaving now. Okay, what do we got?
Gina is... I love
you,
the
I
workout.
You wanted to touch
yeah,
her again.
The pipes again. She's
you were judging
neat.
Feet.
She, I know. She's got great. All five of them
all right.
had acceptable, phenomenal feet.
Seemed like they did.
But something about Gina. Gina is married 24 years
That's
or something.
Unbelievable, to be honest.
She looks like a Hollywood starlet. She's
She has the toe rings. Is a toe ring a factor
toe
for
Toe ring
you?
Was big for Gina.
Was it really?
Yes. I'm going to put the necklace on.
Oh, you get to put the necklace on, Doug. This mm-hmm. is like the winner of this is like Bert Convy.
yeah, he'll wow, never figure out the clasp. About. He will never figure out the clasp.
It's just an excuse to touch her.
I think it is. Honest.
Look at the plow drone right there.
Okay.
Oh, now he's grabbing. Now he's grabbing.
Yeah, he's spooning. Oh.
Now he's going to have a cigarette. Gina, congratulations. That's a nice win. That's $150 and a pearl necklace. From Vince Aguera, cash money.
Wow. Yeah.
Where's her husband? Where's Gina's husband? Is he around?
I don't.
Gina's husband. Plowhawk, have you seen Gina's husband?
Oh, I didn't know she was married, Tim.
Well, 24 yeah, years.
Congratulations to her. Gina's husband, come find me.
What?
That's a good sentiment.
Yeah, we never met him. We don't know where he is. But I'm sure he's happy to get the $150.
What's going on? There's weird things going on.
Oh, they're taking pictures of her feet now. This is getting creepier by the minute. I mean to tell you. He's getting close-ups of the toes. There's her husband right there.
Oh, there's her husband.
Yeah, he's happy to have the win.
Congratulations to you, sir.
We found the husband. We got the husband.
Ask him a couple questions, Plowhawk.
Hello.
Hey.
He's got the micro. Congratulations. That's a great win. Married 24 years, for real. I honestly would have guessed she was probably like 38. I'm dead serious.
Yes.
She's 38 and you got married at 14. Wow. Doug, how about that?
Pretty amazing. So you're very proud of her now, right?
Well, I'm going to spend the money at sushi next door. So.
Nipante.
Oh, really?
Nipante.
Doug, Nipante. I told you, Nipante.
You could eat here.
They wanted a sushi night.
Oh, okay.
Nipante's right next door.
Oh, we'll spend $150.
Did you have to
By
talk
the way, I wore my gayest shirt tonight for you boys.
Oh, look at that. And right, that's right as Cucky comes up in his half shirt.
Oh, all right.
Oh, and he cut the lemming shirt into a half shirt, Doug.
I did a wardrobe change.
I see that. Thanks. Just for me. Thanks, Cucky. Very bizarre individual.
That makes you, sir, look like nothing. He's embracing the very high Plowhawk. Wow, the crowd loves it. As the Cardinals win the game, Cucky, the husband of the winner of Foot Fetish Friday and the Plow Drone, celebrate. How about that? The Cardinals just beat Jose Fernandez and the Marlins.
Yeah, they did.
That's a great win.
Now, did you have to do a lot of convincing to get your wife to go along with this? She said
I'm
she
sorry?
Didn't listen to the show. She said she doesn't listen to the show. Did you have to do a lot of convincing to get her to do this?
She's never listened to the show a single minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just said, hey, I'm going to swing by Hot Shots tonight. Do you want to go?
Yeah.
She said, sure.
Sure,
And I said, by the way, they might have a foot fetish thing.
Yeah.
You could win a prize.
Uh-huh.
She said, I'm in.
Wow. God bless you, Gina. You're a great sport. Well, congratulations on the win. Enjoy Nippon-te. Plowhawk Nippon-te. Nippon-te.
Wonderful.
Well, Doug, that's a Foot Fetish Friday for the ages. And I thought to myself, as Carrie was singing Dixie Chicks, I thought, that's why I went to St. Louis U High, and that's why I went to the University of Missouri Journalism School.
That was clearly the best one we've ever had.
A Foot Fetish Friday for the ages.
Yeah, there was, any one of them could have been the winner.
Jay just had to excuse himself. He's out in the back.
Well.
Jay and Plowsy disappeared out back.
Oh,
I wonder
no.
what's going on. All right, that's a wonderful 8 o'clock hour. There's the Plowhawk. He's waving. 9 o'clock hour with hot takes, Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week, email of the day. We continue to get your texts. Big Al continues to harass us and massage you, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got a little workout on
the
shoulder.
It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After live from Hot Shots on Manchester.